My guest at this time is California Republican Congressman Jeff Denham. He represents the Golden State's 19th Congressional District, and he is chairman of the House Transportation Subcommittee on Economic Development, Public Buildings, and Emergency Management. That subcommittee will soon be holding hearings into the gross mismanagement of taxpayer funds by the General Services Administration. You've probably seen stories or at least videos of those lavish parties out in Las Vegas. And just in the last couple of days, we also learned about a nearly week-long trip out to Hawaii for some personnel for an event that lasted about an hour, all of it on taxpayers' dime. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
As you've looked into this, do you suspect that what we know about is pretty much most of the recklessness with taxpayer money, or do you think this is the tip of the iceberg?
No, I think this is still the tip of the iceberg, as we did dive deeper into this Inspector General report, as well as having a number of whistleblowers that have come forward now. We're finding out more and more of these trips where they've lavishly spent taxpayer dollars on trips to Vegas or Hawaii, brought their entire families, extended their stays, and done it all on the taxpayers' expense.
So who do you want in front of you at this subcommittee, and what do you want to know from them?
Well, certainly we want to have those that have already been fired or put on administrative leave. We want them to come in and not only explain what they felt the justification of this was, but we're going to subpoena them if we have to. But we're taking this all the way to the top, to the secretaries that have been appointed by the administration where they've had direct sign-off on these funds, and the CFO of the overall GSA organization. He as well had to sign off on these funds, and we want to hold them accountable.
Not that this would excuse their behavior or decision-making, but is this something that's relatively unique to the GSA in this administration, or has this been a problem for a long time?
It has never been this type of lavish spending. There certainly has been a lack of oversight between the last few administrations, but none of the gross misuse of taxpayer dollars that we're seeing right now today. And it's happened year after year. The audit that was generated was based on a two-year-old party that they did in Las Vegas, but the abuses have gone on even beyond that.
Congressman, what can you do once you've gathered all this information, heard the testimony? What power does Congress have here?
Well, I mean, the first thing is making sure that we hold those accountable for the mistrust of government dollars and the fraud and even the corruption. We'll hold them accountable where there have been laws that have been broken. We want to make an example out of these individuals. We want them to pay the money back. And ultimately, you know, if you were a corporation and you did this, we've certainly seen where people have gone to jail. So the same thing should hold true for a government worker that has misused taxpayer dollars this way. We also want to make sure that we put in place the types of procedures, the new laws that actually create transparency. I mean, billions of dollars go into this fund every single year. This fund is outside of Congress, is outside of the budget process, because all of the hundreds of thousands of buildings that we own across the nation, when rent is paid either by another government agency or by a private individual, that rent dollar goes back into this public buildings fund. We need to make sure that we not only have accountability, but we have transparency so taxpayers know exactly how their dollars are being spent.
And I think you just answered my next question about why this falls under the transportation purview, but it's the public buildings aspect of the subcommittee, I'm guessing, that gives you jurisdiction over this to some extent, correct?
Absolutely. It's the public buildings and the public buildings fund where this gross mismanagement has happened. But we do believe that there are other agencies out there doing the same thing.
Once you can do what you have done here, do you expect a much of a culture change, or will it just be a matter of time before you detect it somewhere else?
Certainly, there's been a lot of embarrassment on the part of the administration on this whole thing. We expect that this type of corruption, because we've shined such a great light on it, will stop in other agencies. But when it comes to GSA, we're not only going to hold them accountable, but the next step may be eliminating GSA altogether.
And last question, the White House has been, at least publicly, very condemning of this activity by the GSA. Do you believe that that's a genuine reaction?
I can appreciate that they have acted when the story broke. They acted very quickly in firing and putting people on administrative leave. The question is, though, why did it take 2 years? They've known about this for 2 years. There have been other abuses that have happened within those 2 years. So you know, I think if they were taking a serious look at this, making a serious adjustment, they would have done it 2 years ago rather than waiting until they got caught with their hand in the cookie jar.
Well, Congressman, we'll certainly be watching as those hearings get underway in the coming days. Thank you very much for being with us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
California Republican Congressman Jeff Denham represents his state's 19th congressional district. He's also chairman of the Transportation Subcommittee on Economic Development, Public Buildings, and Emergency Management. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.